There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
In generosity and helping others, be like the river. In generosity and helping others, be like the river. In compassion and grace, be like the sun. In concealing others' faults, be like the night. In anger and fury, be like the dead. In modesty and humility, be like the soil. In tolerance, be like the ocean. That's Rumi describing life. In serving others, we serve ourselves. In giving something, we receive. And the more we give, the more we receive. The desire to give is not to accept something in return. The desire to give is the desire to give as much selflessly as possible, without any return desire of appreciation or praise or fame or glory, or it should not be a stunt of publicity. The desire to serve results from inner overflowing of bliss. And the bliss is filled to the core, to the brim. It spills over. Service is basically the spilling over of bliss. Service is not about helping others or serving them alone. In fact, it has nothing to do with what others are getting. Whether they are getting or not getting, the service is not even bothered about that. It just knows one thing. That which is getting spilled over should reach out. The bliss is so much. The bliss is overflowing. And wherever it will flow, it will do wonders. The overflowing of happiness, the overflowing of bliss, the overflowing of divine love is service. It's not about serving this person or that person. It is the expansion of the love. The love has become Fred. The love is no more limited. The love has reached an higher stage of unlimited expansion. It wants to give. It wants to serve. That is real service. It is not about this person or that person. It can be not just persons, but even objects. Service is divine love seeking to color others. We have often heard in Murlis this term, Khudai, Khidmat, Ghar. This was the movement started by Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan way back in 1929. This was one of the Pashtun non-violent movement. They used to wear red shirts, Surkh Posh, and the mantra was non-violence. They were tortured. They were put behind the bars. The Khudai Khidmatgar activists were. They had to suffer atrocities at the hand of British. But their slogan was, the answer to violence is more violence. But when you are in non-violence, the others have to become silent. They were made to sweep floor. They were whipped. Their beards were cut, and horses and cars were made to run over them. But they did not resist. Their key word was tolerance. The more you tolerate, you become stronger. Every new violence, every new torture, every new atrocity becomes less intense. And you know you are tolerating for a very higher cause. So this Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan, he was also known as Bachcha Khan. He was also known as Sarhad Gandhi. He was also known as Bahadur Khan. He led this movement during early 30s, 1930s. Multiple times he had to go to prison. But every time he came out more powerful. And their purpose was to serve Khuda, God. So in Murlis, Baba described that. Baba say that you are real Khudai Khidmat because you are serving God. Your service is the real service. You're not serving to make them financially self-sufficient. You're not serving to make their body stronger. You're not even serving to make them mentally stronger. But you are serving to free them from the clutches of Maya. Because the greatest slavery is this slavery. Political freedom is the weakest freedom. Spiritual freedom is the highest freedom. You are free, you can do everything. But that doesn't make you free. The real freedom, the last freedom, the ultimate freedom, is the freedom from vices. Is to achieve that stage of vicelessness where you stand alone and without fear. To make others fearless, to make others viceless, is the real service. So Khudai Khidmatgar means to serve God. Khudai Khidmatgar means those who help him, helpers of God, servers of God. And God has come on this earth to establish the new world. The new man, the concept of new man, the superman. A new man who would be very powerful. The old man should die. And a new man should take birth. The creation of new men is the goal of this team of Khudai Khidmatgar. Religion has always been existed on this earth. But to what extent these religions have made men free? Not at all. One person who is born and brought up in the vicinity of church and himself, a very pious, goes outside for a job and returns after years, many years. So he is welcomed in the church and the priest asks him, I hope that whilst you were outside in different countries of the world, you stick to your religion, your faith, because your seed is here with us in this Christian faith. The man says, yes, father, but I lied. I robbed. I was given to adultery, infidelity. I cheated. I deceived. But Father, to tell you the truth, for not a single moment I forgot our religion. Not for a single moment I forgot our religion. The religion was always with me. The faith in our Lord, our God, the Lord of Nazareth. That faith was always in me. So people are faithful and people are religious, and yet they are living in the world of delusion. The goal of religion is freedom. If religion is might, that might should make you powerful, mighty. If the religion is not making me mighty, probably there is some mistake or error in your imbibition of that religion. So, who is Khudai Khidmatgar? We serve, but there should be few things included. And if those things are not there, we are not really serving. And what are those things? First, during service, during karma, soul consciousness. If soul consciousness is lost, you become body conscious. You start abusing each other, your colleagues. You start finding faults with them. So practice intermittent soul consciousness during your hectic services. No matter what service you are doing, but there should be pauses in between. Some interim where there would be practice of soul consciousness. Remind yourself, who am I and what I am doing. In yesterday's Murli also Baba said, self-respect, who you are. You are the same worshipable soul. You are the same one whom the devotees are worshipping. Remember who you are, what you are. Self-remembering. This is known as self-remembering. George Bernard Shaw was once upon a time traveling in a train. The ticket checker comes. Ticket checker is standing and George Bernard Shaw starts searching his pocket, his bag, his suitcase. Everywhere he is searching something. The ticket checker says, "Oh, don't worry. You are so famous. Everybody knows you. Don't bother about ticket. I know you must be having somewhere. Don't bother. I know you are such a respectable person. You are so famous. Who doesn't know you?" George Bernard says, "I am not searching ticket. I am searching where I have to go, because that is written on the ticket. I don't know where I have to go, because I have forgotten." We are sitting in the train of life and we don't know where we are going. The goal should be very clear. The goal of life, the goal of Brahmin life, the goal of Amrit Vela, the goal in relationship should be very clear. What you want to become ultimately. What this thing should be finally. If I am serving, how this seva should be. The goal should be crystal clear. Soul consciousness. Second is supreme soul consciousness. That is remembrance, yad. If you serve and there is no remembrance, there is every likelihood that you enter into the zone of body consciousness. And once you enter into the zone of body consciousness from soul consciousness, the great battle ensues. Here there is conflict of sanskars. The moment there comes body consciousness, all seva gets destroyed. The tender, beautiful flowers of pure feelings and pure intentions are destroyed. So, whose service is this? Don't forget that. Always keep on reminding yourself. If you come to Madhuban, who has brought me to Madhuban? Is it the human force or the force divine? It is not the human force that has brought me here, but it is the force divine, the supernal force, the supernatural force, the higher force. And that force, that power wants to elevate me. That means that power is aware of me. That means that power is always my canopy, my protection. Even though I forget him, he doesn't forget me. He knows where I am, what I am doing. When Brahma Baba was there, they tell a story that Baba has told a small girl of 10 years or 12 years to come and remind him every 10 minutes to ask Baba, "Baba, do you remember? Are you remembering Shiv Baba?" So that girl used to come every 10 minutes. So once Hriday Pushpa Dadi was sitting with Baba, the girl came and she asked Baba, Are you remembering Shiv Baba? Then she left. Again 5 minutes she came. Do you? Are you remembering Baba? Then she left. Every five minutes she came. So Dadi asked, what is this? So Baba said, this girl once shared with me that it is she finds it very difficult to remember Baba. So I have given her this task, that she should remind me. In reminding me, she will remember herself. That's yukti, a gimmick. So supreme soul consciousness, then third is Srimat. All works, all actions, all deeds, all seva that we do should be aligned with Srimat. Our actions and Srimat should corroborate with each other. There should be a resonance and harmony, a symphony between the two. Then only the divine music would be heard. Otherwise, the wild cacophony. Fourth, a sense of surrender. Serve, but serve in the sense of samarpan. I am doing it for him and I have surrendered. Now whatever is the result, I am not bothered whether the service would give some fruit or not. You are not bothered. Fifth, serve selflessly. If you serve, the intention should be extremely pure. This is the most important thing. Your intention should be very, very pure. The purity of intention will decide the result. Whatever you do, even if it is going to some village and there are only two villagers and you have to give them course and you have gone for 4 hours traveling and just two people have come and they are also aboriginals, Adivasis. You sit with them, unlettered, those uneducated people, and you have traveled first by train and then by bus and then by bullock cart to reach the village. And you find only two people have come. Serve them with love. I remember when I was outside. First I was here and then went out. First doing medical studies. So there was a MBM medical conference. So I kept on moving, inviting people to come to Madhuban. I invited hundreds of people. Only one person got ready to come. And that person also was not doctor. She was statistician in the medical department. She got ready to come. I was thinking of dropping the idea. But the sister there told me, you have to go. Even if one person is ready, take her. And to bring her to Madhuban, it took me such a long time because the train got cancelled. So first I took her by bus to one place, from bus to another place, and then from bus to Surat, and from Surat to Ahmedabad, and then again Ahmedabad to Madhuban. This was 4 times we had to change. Ultimately we reached. But she became instrument in great service later on. All those skills of her statistics, she had a very good experience here. I was inside repenting only one soul and she was also not interested. She was just sitting and talking worldly business. I thought, what is this? But our sister was there. She said, you have to take her. Finish. She stayed here and again then she came 2-3 times. There are multiple projects in this yagya, medical projects, where she became the chief statistician. Most of the CAT projects down in Shantivan. She came to analyze all the data later on because she was the master statistician. So no service is small. Keep on serving, even if one person is there. So it should be selfless. Then your service should be detached observer. You should be detached, don't get involved too much. Otherwise you will suffer. Another is Trikaldarshi. Knower of 3 aspects of time and then serve. Other is tirelessly, without tiring, without getting tired. Keep on serving and serving and serving. Your life is for service. Without service, this life is dry, barren. The great Sahara. So serve tirelessly. Then attention. Serve with attention. Then serve. But serve with 100% commitment. Otherwise say no. The most celebrated saying of this yagya is haji. But sometimes you have to say no. Naji also. If you feel that you can't do this, better to say no. rather than saying yes and not doing it, and the work or the seva suffers. Let somebody else take over. It's better. Sometimes you say, I will come, and you don't come. And they are waiting for you. Keep on calling, mobile switched off. It's better to say Naji than to give a false Haji, a deceptive Haji. So serve with 100% commitment. Another last, service should become entertainment. Service should become joy. Service should become a plaything. Service should become something like a sport. You are enjoying service. It's not your suffering. You are not cutting stones. You are not earning livelihood, but you are building the temple of God. So service should become entertainment. Jagdish Bhai had gone to New York, America for the first time. And when they were returning, he said, now I'll do one thing. A very joking thing he said. I will purchase a wig and go. Because otherwise I am bald and I don't have hair. So when I will reach Kamalanagar, his center, people will ask, what happened? How you grew this hair? So I will say, it is all because of the miracle of serving for the first time in foreign countries. That Baba has given me this new hair as gift. The service should become pure joy, pure bliss. Service should become enjoyment. Service should become sport. Service should become an excursion. Service should become a picnic. Baba said, if there is a picnic and there is a program till 11 o'clock, nobody will go out in the culture. But if there is a class, and even if it is 5 minutes late, half of the hall is vacant. So service should become joy. Service should become bliss. So dance, enjoy, jump, sing. That is service. Khudai, khidmat, gar. Om Shanti.